My name is Fitzgerald Webb. I am the Strategic Content Manager and Marketing Project Manager with Cornet Global, and I'm here with Elise from Unispace. Elise, would you tell us your full name and what your role is at Unispace?
Hi, my name's Elise Cuneo. I am the design principal for Unispace's New York studio.
Amazing. And how long have you been in the corporate real estate profession and with Unispace?
With Unispace, I've been here now for just over 3.5 years. I mean, you'll hear that I'm Australian, but so I came to New York 9 years ago, and with an Australian firm. So basically my whole design career has been in majority the design of commercial workplace environments, so corporate real estate.
Amazing. No, that's great to hear. And how did you get started?
Really, I got started. I studied interior design in Australia, and I started working for one of Australia's like pretty most established architectural firms, BVN, and really just sort of built up my career from there. And working with them, I actually started working on a lot of North American projects, predominantly in Canada and predominantly in the legal workplace sort of field. And as a result, relocated over here with that firm to establish a New York-based studio. Yeah, and then from there was at WeWork for about 3 years. Did some consultancy work in between WeWork and joining Unispace at Meta, and now here I am.
Wow, what a very diverse background. Well, great. So part of the Corporate Real Estate Week 2024, we have been asking SMEs just a variety of questions to understand more of how corporate real estate connects people. And so to get that started here, one of our first questions is, how are strategies such as clean air, green spaces, meditation and exercise spaces supporting human functions in the workplace?
Look, I think following COVID, these sort of spaces have become even more important than they already were. I think we got very used to working from home. And of course, we're now spending a lot more time back in the office. But it is those wellness and support spaces that I think really inspire people to come back into the office. So it's not just about having to, it's about wanting to. I know, we're just wrapping up the design of our new New York studio at the moment, and some of the decision making that we have focused on here has been around wellness and making sure that we're making that a key focus of our space. So we have amazing connection to natural light. We have a huge outdoor space, which people, the team's really loving. Like, it's great to be able to actually create an extension of your workplace. And it's a place to connect with each other as well, where people enjoy being. Clean air is also really important. We're lucky here in that, in addition to our great HVAC system, we have operable windows. So we can actually get natural, fresh air into the building consistently. And of course, we have our support spaces, so wellness room, mother's room, and people really enjoy those, and it's really important for a place to retreat, as well as some of the obvious functions that go with them.
That's amazing. That's so great to hear. Are you part of the teams that implement these strategies or helping these strategies to life?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a dedicated strategy team at Unispace. But my background means that I've done a lot of strategy work as well. So we make sure it's a real partnership. Strategy will never sort of work alone. It's very much a partnership with them and design, so that when we're generating these ideas and concepts with a client or even internally for our own space, we're really not only thinking about the strategic side, but also how we're going to execute it and bring it to life and make sure that it functionally works as well. So very much involved in all aspects.
That's amazing. Well, and I guess we're talking about on-site work, but does Unispace or any of the clients Unispace work with deal with any remote or hybrid work? And if so, what practices are you seeing as most common or most beneficial?
I mean, most of our clients are, back in the office to a certain degree, but I think, hybrid work is definitely here to stay. Likewise, with our clients and even thinking about the design of our own space, that's something we really needed to think about because, again, we don't want to throwing around mandates, I don't think is necessarily the best way forward. I think It's about creating a workplace environment where people really want to come. So focusing on those amenities has been really important, and likewise for our clients. And so far, it seems to be working.
That's amazing. Thank you. All right, just to pivot a little bit here. We've been asking about different technologies during Corporate Real Estate Week. What technologies are you using for hybrid work and conferencing?
We actually, again, like with the design of our new space, really wanted to look at that as well because we are hybrid. We do not have sort of a set number of days in the office. So, and we could not also accommodate our full workforce in a workstation in our space. And that's intentional in the sense that we can provide a lot more variety. So we have engaged a company that allows you to schedule a space. So whether that's a phone room or a conference room, but also work points. And we've really gone through a lot of internal change management and created a change advocate team actually to work through that with us. So it wasn't just, myself and the strategy principal putting those etiquettes and sort of rules in place. We really brought on people from the whole studio to sort of generate those ideas with us. So our booking system will allow our team to book a workstation 2 weeks out in advance. We'll be able to book spaces for our clients. So that booking system and being able to understand who is in and out of the workspace is really important to us. It allows us to make sure that we're connected, know where our project teams are, and also just sort of have an understanding of who's in and out.
That's great. Do you see any of these technologies impacting the current landscape or the future landscape of corporate real estate?
I'm not really sure about that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Awesome. Okay, and then let's see here. Are there any uses of AI in your projects, or how do you think AI will impact the future of corporate real estate in different roles?
We are starting to experiment with AI quite a bit. So I guess, as a design leader, and leading the design team here in New York, we can spend a lot of time generating renders and visualization for our clients to give them ideas around options and thoughts that we're starting to generate for their space. We have started to experiment with various different platforms that allow us to use some of our input and save a lot of time bringing it to life in a schematic kind of way to start those conversations with our clients. So, learning at the moment, but we've definitely got some dedicated people who are really trying to do a deep dive into that.
Amazing. All right. And then I guess one more pivot would be, do you have any like tangible examples of a focus on DEI or ESG, in your role or experiences?
I think, for us as a firm, we refer to it as DEIB. We added the B for belonging, because connection to each other is really important for us. And we like to make sure that we take that to our clients as well. So it's definitely always at the forefront of our thinking, in our own space and with our clients. I think from Unispace standpoint, one particular project that stands out would be Auric. They're a law firm with various locations, and I think we've delivered two or three new workplace environments for them, and it's really pushing the boundaries of legal workplace design for North America as well. But what was really great there is working with our resident artist, Robert Vargas, and introducing a program called Art for Impact. And what that allowed us and the client to do is really celebrate what's important to them and the work that they do through their space, through incredible artwork that not only is representative of their mission, it's really representative of the people that they represent, and also just a way of celebrating that in a very sort of fresh and new way. And it's something that we will be bringing into our own studio as well, which is exciting.
That is very exciting, and that's amazing to hear. I remember hearing about Art for Impact, for Auric, back in January,
Right.
and it's a very beautiful project. So thank you for sharing. All
Yeah.
right, and so we've also been asking Different questions about experiences with corporate real estate. Would you feel comfortable sharing some of your favorite accomplishments in your role?
I think right now I'm working with, I mean, I've had definitely a variety of different accomplishments and things that I really am proud of. Currently, we at Unispace are working with Kenvue, and we're working with them to design their world headquarters here, well, in New Jersey, which is super exciting because they're a new brand, new company. So going on that journey with them is something that I'm very proud to be a part of. You know, whilst they are definitely, we've been inspired by their partners, we have really been able to sort of generate not only what will be a really great work environment for their people, but it's also starting to develop the standards for them globally, which has been really exciting. And I think something else that stands out for me is definitely working with some of the top tier and mid tier Canadian law firms and really sort of challenging them on what the future of the legal workplace landscape looks like. You know, it's still very traditional and quite conservative in North America. And so, you know, being able to bring an Australian perspective to some of these companies and challenge them and push them into new ways of working, including losing offices and or losing facade-based offices, is definitely something that I'm really proud of. And I hope that I can start to bring to more, whether it's legal or other more traditional sort of industries, within New York and wider North America.
That's amazing. Thank you for providing that global perspective. And then another question we have for you here is, what are some changes you're focused on seeing in the corporate real estate profession?
From a design standpoint, is that the question?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the way we're looking at the design of commercial interiors definitely in North America has shifted. You know, it needs to be a little bit more approachable with a bigger focus on those amenities. And, you know, what are we giving back to employees as they start to spend more and more time in the office? And you know, I see footprints shrinking as well because, you know, being more hybrid, it means you potentially sort of take up a little bit less space every day. But then that can also be juxtaposed by, you know, in some instances, if we're building more amenities, you actually potentially just reduce workspace, or you're creating different types of workspaces with a bigger focus on amenities and other settings that may not have been there prior to the pandemic. What else? Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing a bit of empty real estate around the city. So I guess how do we reactivate some of those spaces in new ways is definitely something that needs to be explored.
That's great. No, I know that in North America as well, especially I think in New York, they talk a lot about a different abandoned commercial spaces. So
Yeah.
that's great to hear. And then last question for you, how do you feel corporate real estate connects people?
I think corporate real estate connects people through, I guess, you know, especially when we think about a workplace environment, through physical space that supports a common goal or a common mission. And, you know, whilst it's great working from home sometimes, I do think having a really intentionally designed and built space that allows people to do their very best work, but also connect with each other is really important. You know, the outcomes are better, the relationships are better by being in the commercial real estate space as opposed to just sitting at home and connecting virtually. You know, the workplace is here to stay, and corporate real estate is what allows that to happen.
I love it. Thank you so much. Well, once again, happy Corporate Real Estate Week 2024. Thank you so much for your time, Elise, and your perspective on so many aspects, especially from a design world. It's definitely new to me, and so I'm grateful for your time and your experience with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes. Well, I hope you have a great day and you get to enjoy Corporate Real Estate Week.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.